بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن خالد بن عمير العدوي قال خطبنا عتبة بن غزوان رضي الله تعالى عنه وكان أميرا على البصرة فحمد الله وأثنى عليه ثم قال أما بعد فإن الدنيا قد آذنت بسلم وولد حذاء ولم يبق منها إلا صبابة كصبابة الإناء يتصابها صاحبها وإنكم منتقلون منها إلى دار لا زوال لها فانتقلوا بخير ما بحضرتكم فإنه قد ذكر لنا أن الحجر يلقى من شفير جهنم فيهوي فيها 70 عاما لا يدرك لها قعرا والله لتملأن أفعجبتم ولقد ذكر لنا أن ما بين مصراعين من مصاريع الجنة مسيرة 40 عاما وليأتين عليها يوم وهو كظيظ من الزحام ولقد رأيتني 7 مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما لنا طعام إلا ورق الشجر حتى قرحت أشداقنا فالتقطت بردة فشققتها بيني وبين سعد بن مالك فاتزرت بنصفها واتزر سعد بنصفها فما أصبح اليوم منا أحد إلا أصبح أميرا على مصر من الأمصار وإني أعوذ بالله أن أكون في نفسي عظيما وعند الله صغيرا رواه مسلم. In this lengthy hadith narrated by Khalid bin Umair radiallahu ta'ala, and he says that Utwa bin Ghazwan radiallahu ta'ala addressed us, gave a sermon, and he was the Amir of Basra. He praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, glorified Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and after the khutbah, he mentions that this world has announced that it is coming to an end. The world has announced that it is coming to an end, and it is retreating swiftly. And only a small portion of this dunya remains, like how a person when he drinks from a container, and he drinks to his full, the container had been filled, he drinks the entire contents of the container until just little remains, a few drops, as we say, remains in the bottom of the container. And many times we have something and we drink some juice, whatever it is, we squeeze the bottle just to get the last few drops. In a similar way, he explains that this world has announced it is coming to an end and it is retreating swiftly and only a small portion of it will remain like that which remains in the bottom of a container after one has filled and drank it. Then he asked, then he addressed them and he said, are you moving? He said, innakum tantaqiluna, and you are moving from this abode to another abode and the other abode will never come to an end. So move to it with the best that you can possibly have. In other words, do the best a'mal bi khayri ma bi hadratikum. With good deeds, move from this dunya to the akhirah. So move to it with the best that you can possibly have, as it has been related to us, Rasulullah had mentioned, that a stone cast into the pit of Jahannam will continue falling for 70 years. Until finally it reaches its bottom. For 70 years, can you imagine the depth of Jahannam? Jahannam is so deep that one stone cast from the foot of Jahannam, from the side of Jahannam and thrown into Jahannam, it will reach the end after 70 years. Then he says, by Allah, Jahannam will be filled. So you can see how vast and how huge Jahannam is, but Jahannam will be filled. Are you surprised? And then he narrated, he said, Rasulullah told us about the two frames of the door of Jahannam, of Jannat. Now he spoke about Jannat. The two frames of the door of paradise is a journey of 40 years. Just from one side of the door to the other side of the door, it takes a person 40 years to reach. But a day will come when Jannat also will be crowded by people. He says, I remember a time. Then he gives his story. He says, there was a time when I was one of 7 people with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We had no food to eat except leaves of the tree. And when we ate the leaves of the tree for several days, it caused the corners of our mouth to become ulcerated. It began to have sores in our mouth. He says, we hardly had any clothing, so I found a sheet which I divided equally between myself and Sa'd bin Malik, radiallahu anhu. Sa'd bin Malik, Sa'd bin Abi Waqas, one of the Ashra Mubashara. I used half as a loincloth, and he used the other half. He says, but today, each one of us has become an amir, a governor of a city. And then he finally says, I seek refuge in Allah. I'm considering myself to be great, while in the sight of Allah, I am insignificant. So first of all, we can see, he explains that this dunya, hardly any time of the dunya is left. And we are all moving to the akhirat. And then he says, do good deeds, because that is the thing that's going to help us in the akhirat, which is going to be perpetual. Then he explained the vastness of Jahannam. And even Jannat, how huge Jannat will be. Just the door of Jannat, it will take a person 40 years to cross one leaf of the door to the other. And then he explained his condition in the time of Rasulullah SAW. What sacrifices they made, what a simple life they led. Imagine eating leaves of a tree. And then hardly any clothing to cover them, just to cover the satar, had a loincloth, which he shared with Sa'ad bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them in the dunya also. Because of the sacrifices they made, Allah made them then amirs of the different towns. But then he says, I must not feel that I'm the amir. So pride must not come into me, and I must think of myself to be significant and others insignificant. Or in the eyes of Allah, I'm regarded to be low. So therefore, all the time their mind was, they were conscious of the fact that they were slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they were preparing for the akhirat. Allah Ta'ala grant all of us tawfiq and hidayat to have this, always this focus and this in front of us, that we are all moving away from this dunya and to an abode which will remain there perpetually. Allah grant us Jannatul Firdaus, and Allah make our journey towards Jannat easy. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت